It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Thank you for taking the time to do this for yourself, listening to this Morning Connection podcast, doing this daily discipline, downloading it at the same time, listening to it at the same time every single day, preferably while you're moving, while you're excited, while you have that physiology, that body movement, that body language of power to help sink this all in, to think about the challenges, the puzzle, the game of your life. While you're thinking about it, while you're being challenged to push yourself for more, you're moving around. You're ready to fight. Fight or flight response. Body moving around. It helps out just a little bit. Gets you closer to that level 10, investing this half an hour in yourself. You want to be as close to a level 10 as possible, just for half an hour a day. This is your life, gosh darn it. All right, how close are you to level 10 right now? How close are you to, man, this is the day. I know, here I am. I'm doing this for myself. I am doing what the average person won't do. Maybe sometimes I don't even want to do it. Maybe today was one of those days I felt as though I was going to skip on my daily discipline of filling my mind with this positive thought, stimulating thought, challenging my thoughts, all in an effort to help me think more clearly, become more focused, become more determined, to clear out all the garbage, to wipe away all those challenges that are standing in my way so I can move freely and confidently and enthusiastically towards my goal. This is the day that it's going to happen. I know he's going to say something to me that's going to stimulate thought. One distinction, one new strategy, one new way of looking at everything going on. This is the day that I'm going to have that major breakthrough that's going to start me in a direction that I've never gone before. I've never felt. I've never experienced. I've talked about it. I've written it down on my goal sheet, my life goals. This is the day I'm going to get that one nugget or reinforce one of those nuggets that I heard on an earlier podcast. This is the podcast. Are you living on a scale from 1 to 10 in that state of anticipation right now? Where are you? Just measure it. You don't always have to be at a level 10, right? But how close are you? If you put a number on it right now, just whatever you feel. You don't have to qualify. Well, what are the qualifications for me to rate something like that? Compared to what? I don't know. No, just throw out a number, right? You know what it feels like to be on fire, and you know what it feels like to be kind of down and not that optimistic about your day, right? Where are you on a scale from 1 to 10, right? Now that you have that number, is there anything that you can do right now? You know you. You know your body. You know your thoughts better than I do. You know what you've done. You've made these turnarounds when you weren't feeling it, and then you did something to turn around. You focused your thoughts. You moved your body. You did something, right? Think about that right now and do that right now. See how close you can get to that level 10. Thank you so much for, again, doing this for yourself, taking the time to think about your life. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me to listen to this podcast. I am flattered by that. I appreciate that. I will not let you down. Here I am showing up for you 6 days a week at this time to do this Morning Connection podcast. And then we review the week, talk about a few more things on Saturday. So 7 days a week, here we are. Morning Connection podcast number 180. 180 on our way to 200. This is a block that I've done over the last few months. This particular 100. So this would be the 80th podcast this time around. If you are new to this podcast and you're on the morethanjustmuscles.com website, that podcast network that takes you over to Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes, and you're saying, hey, I only see number 101 through 180. Where are these first 100? Well, go to skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R, skiplacour.com. That's me. And go into the podcast section. You'll see the tab in the upper right-hand corner. And then just scroll down. You'll find it, Morning Connection Podcasts, number 1 through 100. When you do go there, make sure that you look at 91 through 100. I talk about the 10 best life lessons that I've learned up to this point in my life and why and how you can benefit from them. Again, that's podcast number 91 through 100 on skiplacour.com. And you'll notice a couple things. One thing is I go down from 10 to number 1, the number 1 being the most important, and that's Morning Connection podcast number 100. He also sees that these lessons aren't some things that, man, I started off pretty darn good, and then I took it over the top. No, most of them were, it's something that I identified that I wanted. I couldn't figure it out. I went down the wrong path. I felt a lot of pain. I caused pain, maybe for other people, along the way. And somehow, some way, a mentor, a strategy, getting knocked down 9 times and just getting up that 10th time, it helped me figure out a way to get to the next level. And I continue to go for higher levels after that. And I really think that you can relate to some of those, especially you younger guys out there who are really pushing yourselves. I certainly know what that feels like. I've been pushing myself for a very long time, always going for that next rung that always seems to be just a little bit out of reach, if you know what I'm talking about, if you know what that feels like. And then when you get that rung, what do? You immediately set your sights on the higher level, because there's always a higher level of more achievement, of more accomplishment, more importantly than that, of more growth, more happiness, more fulfillment. And really, that's why we are going for these goals. We're going for the set of feelings that come with it, right? Whether it's to feel accomplished, to be worthy, to feel like you're using all your talents, to be the man, right? To have more options in life, more freedom, more comfort, whatever it is for you, we're going for those feelings to have a higher level of happiness, to provide for our family, our spouses, right? To be that contributor, to provide value for other people, whatever it may be. Those are the feelings that we're going for. What are those feelings for you? Do you identify those? And are those the feelings that you should be going for? Right? Are those the feelings that you should be going for? Okay, so it's not, we don't want the house on the hill necessarily. That's just a material possession. We don't want those pieces of paper called money, right? We don't necessarily want a person, a physical human being in our life. It's that love and connection of that human being. The money thing, it's not the pieces of paper. It's what it means to us. Oh, finally, I can live with less stress. I can feel more free. I can have more comfort and security. I can achieve options, right? That's what the money is for. It's for emotions, right? The achievement is, yes, I finally can do this. I proved it to myself that I can finally do all this. What emotions are most important to you? And as I go through the 10-second daily disciplines, I have you really identify what those results you're after, and are those indeed the results that you should be going after, right? Really, is it the Thanksgiving dinner, right? The big, big prize, what you really want because you've taken the time to really think about it, or is it a short-term gratification type of goal, right? It makes you feel good in the short run, and it, at the same time, it's compromising you ever developing the strength, the power, the angst, using that angst and stress, anxiety, because you really want to achieve that goal, turning that into power to get you up early in the morning, to have you stay up later at night, to find a way to deal with that person in front of you, whether that's your boss, a banker, a business partner, a coworker, your loved one. You're so determined to use all your skill, charm, right? Your abilities, your knowledge of people and their motivations. You'll use all of that angst to find a way to get to what those feelings and emotions that you really want, because that's what you really want, right? And not use all your charm and power and, like we talked about yesterday, being too slick, or the day before, being too slick, using your powers to get out of that pressure, to lessen that angst, right? So you don't have to do it. You can talk people out of it. You can get them to lower your standards and give you a pass. It doesn't help you in the long run. See, that's something, a perfect example of, you know, you say that you're working towards that Thanksgiving dinner, the big giant prize and feelings and emotions and accomplishments and achievements and the people involved, right? That would be the result that you really want. And then, you know, you're spending, you're talking, you're using that ability to be slick, to be persuasive, to get people to lay off of you, to lower the standards. That would be an example of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, right? You were successful. You got something to eat. It feels pretty good at the moment, right? And it's nourishing in some way. And all it does is fill your stomach. Doesn't make you hungry anymore. And if you get really good at eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, being slick, getting people to lower the standards, give you a break, you're never going to develop that strength to ever do whatever it takes to figure out this combination lock of life, this puzzle, this Rubik's Cube, this game, this challenge. You'll never use that ability of yours to finally get it what you really want, that big prize, that big result. Sometimes we don't know that we are compromising our long-term results for short-term feelings of short-term gratification. We don't realize it. That's why I constantly have you focus on what is it that you really want. We don't want the pressure taken off us, right? We know that pressure is what pushes us to be our very best. It's when we raise our standards, not lower our standards. So why are we going for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Why are we wasting all that talent and ability and people skills to take the pressure off when we know that's not going to help us get to where we want in the long run? And then we become dependent on it, right? Got a nice post from Miss Jules, who listens to the podcast all the time, under the video that talked about the podcast, about are you too slick for your own good, meaning can you talk your way out of the pressure to perform, that other people have these expectations on you, and you find a way to smooth your way out of it. All that creativity goes to smoothing your way out of it, right? And all that does is get you further away from your goal. Now you've found this convenient talent of yours to get out of that pressure, right? Sometimes we just don't realize all that, and sometimes we can be working really hard. I talk about it all the time as I look back on my bodybuilding career and all those trophies that I won, all those championships, right? I was going towards something that took a lot of work. I sacrificed a lot, all in the hopes of it attaining certain feelings. I did achieve certain feelings, no doubt about it. Many of you are listening to me right here, right now, because of those national championships that I won, what I accomplished as a bodybuilder. And, you know, I'm not going to reduce it down to a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. At the same time, after, I don't know, the third, fourth, fifth championship, it really wasn't helping me get to my longer-term goal. And as a matter of fact, it was preventing me. What I really wanted was love, connection, accomplishment. I wanted to find a way to work with you, to work with you, to create value on a worldwide scale, provide massive value, to create a great situation for you where you won at such a high level for what I helped you accomplish, achieve, feel, that you would help me produce at a higher level. And so I would have those feelings and emotions that I'm going for with that special love and connection with family that I just couldn't figure these things out years ago. And so I was winning and I was losing at the same time. I didn't realize all that. That's why, you know, through my pain, through my lessons, especially you younger guys, right? I want you to just think about these things more and more so you'll get it sooner in life than I did. You'll get it sooner rather than later. You know, talk about those things that feel good in the short run, those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, right? That's what I want to talk about today. You know, I had a talk with a buddy of mine, and I was doing my best to listen to him and help him through his challenges. He's going through a challenging time. He's been out of work for a while. And, you know, I felt, you know, sorry for him in a way. And the reason why I felt sorry for him is that what he thinks of himself, what he thinks he can produce and feel and experience in this life is so under what he's capable of, right? It's hard for me. How can I convince somebody what they're capable of? right? I mean, you have to believe, at least whether you figure it out or not, you have to believe you can indeed achieve your goals. You can make it to the other side no matter how much you've been challenged in the past. You have to believe it. That's where it starts, because you've got to do whatever it takes. You got to get knocked down 9 times, get up the 10th time. You've got to work late at night. You know, you got to go through that angst and pain and deal with it, bring it to the surface so it makes you use all your talents and resources in a way to make it work, right? And for me, I felt sorry for him, because the goals that he wanted to achieve, I've just seen many, many men over all these years that I've been studying and observing peak performance in human beings, goals, achievement, those type of things. The goals that he has set, they're not that gigantic for too many people, and certainly not him. It's just that he's lost all of his confidence, right? That he can achieve these very modest goals. I mean, they're so modest compared to his ability that I'm not even quite sure I believe the fact that he really doesn't believe he can achieve them, right? I mean, because they're so modest for anybody, let alone him. And it just made me think, is that you need to really examine yourself when you're challenged, whether it's, let's just talk about all the areas of life that people want more of, right? Let's just talk about money. You want more money. Okay, it's a challenge. They don't just give away money, right? You got to find a way to earn it, to work for it. And it's not necessarily working hard, right? You have to be effective and efficient, productive with what you do. Not necessarily working harder, but maybe working harder than you normally would, at least for a period of time, will help you eventually try 10 different ways, and then on the 11th way, you finally figure it out, right? But it's not, they don't just give away money. You got to figure out how to make it work. And that may go for a promotion at your job, which, again, why do you work normally? In addition to providing value, enjoying what you do, but you go to your job to earn money, right? So maybe that's that promotion at work. Maybe for you, you have a job. It's just that you know you're capable of so much more. And I certainly understand that. Back when I worked at the grocery store, and it doesn't matter if people tell you, you know, you got it pretty good. That's what people were telling me back then. I worked very hard to become a manager at this grocery store chain way back in the day. I mean, I knew it was pretty good, I guess, compared to most. I just knew I had so much more inside of me. Maybe that's the way that you feel. And although you have a job, you want to really use all these talents and resources that you really have to really step up and do what you love to do. Instead of something that just pays the bill. Or you want to start your own business, something that's going to take a lot of risk. It's going to take a lot of hours, take a lot of talent, skills, mental and emotional flexibility and acuity, right? You want to take that challenge, getting the courage, the confidence, the skill level to make that happen. So money, job, promotion, business, right? Maybe it's your relationships. You want to take your marriage to the next level. You want to find that woman of your dreams or that man of your dreams. You want to just become more comfortable with the opposite sex. Be more comfortable with yourself. So in any social situation, you have the certainty and confidence and the flow and the feel to interact with people freely so they know the real you. You know, that's a skill set too. That's something to figure out what's going on in your mind and how to deal with other people. That closeness, that connection, however you want to put it, to the level that you want. I have a lot of guys, they're 23 years old, they're 25 years old. They do one-on-one coaching with me, man formation coaching. And at this point in time, they know they ultimately want to be the man to attract an awesome woman, right? But at this time, they just want to date and discover their options. I don't think that's a bad thing when you're younger. As long as you don't, and, you know, I talked to a couple of my guys, and you don't have too much fun with girls that are maybe exciting, right? But they're not even close to who you would marry and settle down with from what you've identified as your ideal woman. Because many times those women that are really exciting and maybe not what you would want to be your wife or mother of your children, it's kind of an unfair advantage because they get to act all crazy and exciting and do things and dress in ways or whatever in ways that you wouldn't want you, your particular future wife and mother of your child, to act. But it's so damn exciting. You know, you get used to that, right? You get used to eating your candy first, right? Well, it's kind of going to skew your attitude and your perspective when you do meet that woman that you really want, right? Who's going to, you can build a solid life with and be the mother of your children. You might, your perspective might be too screwed up where you're thinking, wow, she's boring. She's not boring, right? That's part of the personality trait that you want, but you've spent so much time experimenting with the funner girls, right? That your perspective is screwed. So, you know, those are some things that we talk about. So love, connection, whatever it is that you want, right? Or your physical body. Whether you work out now, you look pretty good, but I don't know, maybe you're coming over to this Morning Connection podcast because you're really into bodybuilding and training. That's, you're coming over to this side of what I offer the world from my bodybuilding and training world, right? And you want to take your physique to an entirely different level, maybe enter a contest or just, you know, you're already, you know, you're way better than most, but you want to just really take the limits and you're willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen. Or you just finally want to get in shape. You've had this gut forever. You've never been in great physical shape. It seems like it's always out of your grasp. You know, it's your physical body, right? So money, job, business is one area of life that many people really want to concentrate on. Love, connection, interpersonal relationships, whether they're intimate relationships or relationships with friends or coworkers, getting that skill set and mindset all down, or your physical body. Those are usually the areas people want one or more of those things to take to the next level in order to be happy. Right, so you have those areas of your life. And the question would be is, you can't figure them out. Do you want to come to that conclusion? Do you want to have that belief that you've done everything humanly possible and you just don't have the ability? You just can't smooth your way. You can't figure it out. You're just not smart enough. You're just not intelligent enough. You're just not talented enough. You're not good looking enough. You just don't have the skill set. You don't have the mental and emotional flexibility, the acuity to figure it out because you've tried so many times. Do you really want to come to that conclusion? Right? Do you really want to come to that conclusion? You know, I would ask you the question is it really that you just don't have the ability? All right? Or you just haven't done whatever it took to get it done yet? Right, you know, the bottom line is at this particular moment in time, you have not produced the results that you really want. All right, so whether you think you can or you think you can't, right now at this particular time, you have not been able to produce the results. I get that. All right, but think about your day-to-day existence, your day-to-day mindset, what you see when you look in the mirror about yourself, right? I know in the short term, it might be better to say, well, this is impossible. I can't do it. I can't lose that weight. I can't figure out this money thing. Relationships suck. It's not my fault. People are not trustworthy. Look at the divorce rate or whatever you say. Look, the system's screwed towards people like me. You got to be rich. The rich get richer. The poor get poorer. Man, if you don't have connections, it's never going to happen. All right. Oh, you got to have the genetics to lose that body fat or build that muscle. Or those guys are just taking drugs. All right. You know, think about it. What you want most, what you've set your sight on, those goals that you've had for yourself, and you just haven't figured it out yet. Do you too quickly come to the conclusion that you just can't do it? right? Or you just haven't been persistent enough, or you just haven't figured out the combination to it. Think about that. Maybe you just haven't really thought about that conclusion as your challenge right now. Are you telling yourself it's just impossible? You can't do it. The game is flawed. You just can't do it. Or you just haven't done whatever it takes. You're not willing to do whatever it takes. Think about that. You may not even be thinking about it on a conscious level. As you're being challenged with your finances, as you aren't getting those options in life and the years go by, you're not getting that promotion, you're not getting the connection or love, or your body isn't changed, it's certainly not going to that level that you want. All those things in life that are some of our goals, right? Do you even realize that you're leaning towards the conclusion, one of those two, right? I'll tell you what, you know, my belief is that I can do anything I set my mind to, all right? It's just, am I willing to pay the price? And sometimes being willing to pay the price is to be humble enough and hit myself in the head enough. You can figure this out. You just aren't trying hard enough. You're not willing to exhaust even more resources. You're not willing to do one more thing or change some beliefs that you have, Skip. But there is a way. You've known plenty of people who have done this in the past who aren't as smart as you, who aren't as talented as you. They've figured it out. Is it that you're holding on to some of your beliefs, or you're allocating your time and energy elsewhere, and maybe for a period of time you've got to let those things go? Maybe your beliefs about what's proper, maybe your beliefs about this is the way to do it, maybe that's not necessarily true. And maybe if you thought about another person's perspective who is actually achieving those things, maybe if you tried those things, you wouldn't be compromising your values. That's just what you believe now, hanging on to those beliefs. Or at least you could try it out to see how that works, right? You know, how quickly do you come to that conclusion that it's just impossible? You just can't do it. You just don't have the ability. Now, again, you know, some people, the mismatchers, what? So you're saying if I can jump off this building and live just because I set my mind to it, I should be able to do it? I'm not talking about that. Well, I'm 5'6". Well, I'm not 5'6", but if you were to be 5'6", and I'm 42 years old, and I'm not 42 years old, but and I say I want to play in the NBA, you mean I can't do it? Well, look, if you think that of yourself, you probably wouldn't set that as a goal. I'm talking about the ones you've set because there's somewhere inside of you that you want this, and for you to set a goal, you believe that you can do it at some level, but you just are challenged. It's, to me, I say to myself, I go, look, what I did with bodybuilding and training, that amount of sacrifice and deprivation, everything that I did to achieve that, you know, the loneliness, the isolation, the being on a perpetual diet like for 15 years, all the courage to lift that weight over and over again, to withstand achieving. And, you know, at the beginning, oh, there's no way you're drug free. All my emails and all that, for everything I was achieving, it would strike up emotion where people wanted to just say I wasn't really achieving it, right? I mean, I withstood all of those challenges because I was so committed for so many years. See, when I look at that, what I was able to do there, man, there's nothing that I can't achieve if I want to put that type of discipline and focus and time and energy and get knocked down 9 times and get up 10 times. So when I'm with a challenge, I just say, wow, I just haven't figured it out yet. Right? What have you done that, if you really were to give yourself credit, that you show that type of persistence, you figure out a way? And for sometimes many people who have achieved things, they go, well, God, if I did it, it can't be that great. That's not true. Maybe you focused and you put your life in that type of environment where that's why you achieved it. Give yourself credit, because if you were able to do that, what else could you do if you duplicated that amount of effort, focus, sacrifice, tenacity, grit towards it? Think about that. You know, in the short term, throwing up your arms and just saying, I just can't do this, right? It may make you feel better in the short term, right? Like the task is impossible. There's nothing you can do to ever get to the other side. It may feel good to take that pressure off yourself in the short run, right? But in the long term, you still lose, right? Even if you're accurate, even if you're right, you still lose. You don't get your goal. For the rest of your life, coming to that belief that you just can't do it, you're accurate. You're right about what you think about yourself, but you don't get your goal. Is that how you do? You want to be right? Do you want to feel good in the short run? Isn't it more empowering to just admit to yourself, I just haven't done whatever it takes at this time. I have the ability to figure this out. I just don't want to do whatever it takes. I don't want to work the long hours. I don't want to travel, right? I don't want to deal with certain people. I don't want to work certain hours. I don't want to do that job. I'd rather sit where I am, at least for now, until I build up that hunger and desire. I choose not to do whatever it takes. It's that I can't do it. I can't figure it out. I choose not to use all my talents, resources, abilities, my grit, my passion, my emotion. That's why I've never figured it out to this point. Again, whether it's your money, your job, your business, right, your relationships, that intimacy, right, whether it's with your spouse, a girlfriend, or relationships in general, or your friends or coworkers, whatever it is, dealing with other people, or your physical body. You've seen many, many people achieve what you say that you want. You really don't think it's possible to you? Do you want to convince yourself you just can't do it? Right? Wouldn't it serve you better just to say that I just haven't used all my talents, resources, abilities at this particular time? I just don't want to do whatever it takes. Think about that. So what was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that magic moment, that cool moment when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that accomplishment, that achievement, those emotions that's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up, doing these things that we talk about every single day during the Morning Connection podcast, right? Getting help. Getting resources, getting mentors, putting yourself around people who have accomplished things. You know, just confessing, just telling yourself that, you know, it's not that I can't have these things. I'm not aligning all my resources. I'm not totally into it to use all of my resources to make it happen yet. And I will maybe eventually. But it's not that I can't do it. I choose not to do whatever it takes now. All right, what's that accomplishment, achievement? Just think about it. If you've already figured one out, you know what it is, get more clear with that picture that you have in your mind. Is what you're doing right now, this is a question to ask yourself all throughout the day, during your workday, during phone calls, while you're surfing the internet, right? Is what I'm doing right now, is it the highest, most productive use of my time that's helping me get to the results that I really want? The results that you really want are the achievement, accomplishment, feelings, connection, right, of what you dreamed of, that mission, vision, that accomplishment. It's not to feel good in the moment, to take the pressure off, to be so slick that you can talk your way out of pressure so you took the pressure off yourself. People lower their expectations for you, and you got away with it. You talked your way out of it. It's not to give up and say, I just can't do it, so you don't have to constantly get up the seventh, eighth, ninth time. That's not what you want. That's not the result that you want. That's the result that you're working towards, you're getting, is what you're doing right now, helping you get the results that you really want. Is it the Thanksgiving dinner and everything that comes with it? Or is it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that feels good now? And it's really going to just curb your appetite, curb that hunger to actually make the Thanksgiving dinner happen. You know, and saying to yourself, you can't achieve something that many people who you know you're just as talented as or more talented, they've achieved. You really want to tell yourself that you just can't do it. That's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's taking the pressure off you now so you don't have to deal with that angst and pain of figuring out another way. That's not the result that you want. What is the result that you really want to? All right, guys, some things for you to think about. Some tough love from your big brother, Skip. Hey, and for those of you who sent me emails, hey, my mom, it was just a mild stroke. Let's just hope that she went home from the hospital yesterday, has a headache. Lost a little bit of peripheral vision, so we'll see how that works. Let's hope that it gets better and doesn't get worse. So just some things I want to, it's inspired me to talk to you about, you know, and have you think about when it comes to your life and, you know, how precious time is. And, you know, now is the time to make this stuff happen in your life, not waiting for someday. That someday may not even come. And I'm not even talking about with you. You may die, but those opportunities, they may not be there 5 minutes from now, 5 months from now, 5 years from now. You know, really working towards making it happen now. All right, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.